An immigration bill fell apart last week in the U.S. Senate, but that hasn't stopped Latino advocacy groups from pushing to protect the 10 to 12 million undocumented workers now thought to be in the U.S. About 100 people gathered last night in Milwaukee for a march, a candlelight vigil, and canciones, or songs. Last night's rally honored immigrants who died during border crossings and was also a send-off to about 50 people who are on their way to today's rally in Washington, D.C. Maria Morales of the Racine office of Voces de la Frontera is leading the group. She says before the Senate resumes debate on the immigration bill in a couple of weeks, it should drop a plan to have some undocumented workers go back to their country of origin before applying to come to the U.S.
Sending them back is sending them to an unknown land. Mexico is not their home anymore. They have been here so long. This is their home.
Morales says more rallies will be held in the coming weeks to keep the pressure on Congress. That's on top of the heat Republican and Democratic lawmakers are putting on each other in a bid to win Latino votes this year. Saturday night in Milwaukee, at a Democratic Party dinner, Senator Russ Feingold blasted Republican Representative James Sensenbrenner, a key author of a controversial immigration bill that's passed the House.
Maybe it's time to send Jim packing. Help Brian Kennedy become a congressman from the state of Wisconsin.
Brian Kennedy is a Democrat who lost to Sensenbrenner 2 years ago, but is making another bid this year. Sensenbrenner has defended his immigration plan as being important to homeland security, and Republicans claim Senate Democrats don't want a bill to pass this year, so the Dems can exploit divisions within the GOP on the immigration issue. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.